This is, without a doubt, the worst, most tragic day of my life. I can't believe I'm being forced to work with one of them. Oh, this is awful. No, be positive. Be positive, dear. Water off a duck's back. Water off a duck's back. Maybe their ship sank on the way here. And the Nakim diplomat is just a bloated corpse now, adrift in the ocean. Oh, crap. That noble by the road matches the description I was given. And the color of their clothes. But there's no one else with them. Driver, stop here. Good morrow. I am looking for the diplomat sent by the Nakim family. I see you wear their colors. Do you know where they are? Ah, so it is you then. I am Lady Dia, third daughter to Casimir of the Adder House. And you? Oh, I wasn't aware we were being so casual. I will be as formal as I please. Thank you. We're off to a great start. Where is your carriage? Ride to the castle together. Fine. Yes, I suppose that will work. But where is your entourage? You know, your wardrobe, bodyguard, handmaiden. They were delayed. I see. Well, get in. We should be underway. Right. I assume we were told the same story, but I want to confirm that. I'll give an overview of our task we've been charged with, and you fill in any details that I've missed. And stay on your side of the carriage bench, if you please. I wasn't born yesterday. I'm trying to begin. Stop smirking at me. Act like your station. Right. So, King Harald has passed and his succession is in question. His eldest children are twins, a daughter and a son. Yeah, you know where this is going. Each one claims that they are the true firstborn and deserving of the throne. Correct. A messy situation, but nothing we can't salvage. King Harald was widowed. His daughter was raised as the firstborn. Right. But his son claims to have proof that he was truly born first. And his sister needs to step down and let him rule. Don't get cozy to me. Stay on your side of the bench. I'm not afraid. I just know what will happen if you touch me. Take your hand away. Stop it. Stop waving it at me. Ugh, what a childish thing to do. Oh, I can continue now that you've had your fun. Fine. I was nearly done anyway. So, it's our job to determine which twin is the true firstborn and which of them is trying to steal the throne. Although, I have no idea why the Empress ordered diplomats from both of our houses. Out of the five noble families, this seems like a job for the Hares. Well, yes, everyone knows we, our families, hate each other. That's the point. I don't follow. Ah, because of our house's mutual dislike, any conclusion we draw together will be respected. Ah, naturally. It must be true if we can agree on it. Ugh. Yes, the Empress is very shrewd, isn't she? So, we will do interviews then. Or did you want to try and move through this more organically? Both? Very well. Ah! What did I say about coming over here? I know I'm stressed. I don't need your creepy Nakeem magic to calm down. What do I need? Well, I need you over on your side of the bench. Because if you don't, I'll pull out every embarrassing, shameful memory from your childhood and make you relive it. Good. I think we're starting to understand each other. An adder doesn't start a fight, but they can finish them. Besides, we won't have to suffer each other for long. This will be easy with your ability. You can just touch them and make them feel compelled to confess, right? Oh, what do you mean, confessional isn't a feeling? Can't you make them feel like they can trust you? Ugh, well, what can you do? Ugh, like... go of my hand. Yes, I feel very comfortable. Very relaxed. So tired. What? Do I feel like confessing a secret to you now that you're touching me? No. As a matter of fact, the second you take your hand off me, I'm going to make you forget every happy memory you've ever had. Let go. Yes, all right. Point taken. We won't determine which child is the true heir with your invasive Nakeem touch alone. What do you mean, what about me? See if they have any memories about lying. It's not nearly that simple. Well... the parents are dead, and no one remembers being born. And unless the twins have specific memories of confiding and conspiring with someone, or forging a document, I might not be able to get anything. The brain is complicated, okay? It's not a box you can just open and close. Fine, you get a demonstration too. I just need to get my smelling salts. Inhale slowly. Let the scent linger. Relax. I'm only going to look at your memories from today. Now a long, slow breath out. Those waffles you had for breakfast look incredible. Are you pouring melted chocolate over them? It looks like a dessert. A local McKeem delicacy? Huh. Right. I see you disembarking. Huh. Your carriage really is delayed. Interesting. I'm done. No, viewing memories is undetectable. Like your magic. Why you smelling salt? Well, scent is the most powerful trigger for memory. We use all kinds of things to help. Incense, cigarettes. You never know what will trigger a memory. Yes, I'm aware. You sound like my father. The most closely guarded secret in the entire empire, the five noble houses and our generational magic. For all the good it will do us here. You can make them feel comfortable. And I can hope they have specific memories about plotting to steal the throne. That's about it. No, I thought of that too. I can't just make them both amnesiacs and be done with it. They're gonna need their memories to rule, I guess. You know, you could be a little more helpful. This isn't a vacation. And I won't tolerate any Nakeem trickery. Play dumb if you want, but know this. I'm only here because the Empress ordered my father, who ordered me. I don't care how many stupid grins you flash me. I'm not going to forget who you are. And where you've come from. Really? I sound upset. I don't think you understand where we stand, Nakeem. I'll spell it out for you. If you cross me, I'll kill you. If you don't put your whole fucking heart into finding out which twin is the traitor, I'll scrape out your eyeballs. And then you can spend your trip home finding a name for the dog you'll have to lead you around. What? What do you mean you understand me? I wasn't asking if you understood me. It's a threat. You're also a third child. I don't really see... Yes, the need to prove myself is great. You're right about that. But it doesn't mean you understand me. And I don't need to understand you. I know where you come from, and that's enough. Calling me a frigid witch doesn't hurt me. As a matter of fact, I vastly prefer that you think of me that way. Good. Yeah, I do feel better. The castle approaches. Get ready. You'll be interviewing the daughter of the late king. Why don't you save your false charms for her? We'll talk after. Meet me in my rooms tonight. Don't let anyone see you.
I'm so glad I was able to interview with a member of the famous Nakim family. It gave me a good reason to break out my favorite lace gown. Lace is very fashionable there, isn't it? Of course I noticed your appreciation. You had your hand on my arm every time I speak. No doubt you're drawn to the finer things in life. Women and fabric. I had no idea you were so interested. But you understand my position, don't you? My poor twin brother has gone insane. Thinking he's really the heir to the throne. I hope you'll end his delusion. Oh, really? I'm the firstborn, raised as the firstborn. This proof he has is sheer nonsense. Some letter from our late father before he croaked. Just between you and I, my brother didn't take our father's death well. I'm sure his grief compels him to fabricate a reason not to move on. You know how it is. We're done for now? So soon? Well, I certainly hope we get the chance to speak alone again before you clear this whole mess up. I'm a very generous hostess, and I haven't seen enough of you. That dreadful outer woman won't be interviewing me, will she, Lady Dia? You're so generous towards her. You've been here for days, and I see you laughing every night over dinner together. No doubt you're luring her into a false sense of security. I would do the same. But I've kept you long enough. I'm sad to see you go, but I love watching you walk away. Until next time.
You are a member of House Nakim, one of the Empress's 5 most powerful noble houses. The limbs she uses to help rule the Empire, imbued with powerful generational magic. You are gifted with the magic of your family, the ability to discern and sway the feelings of those you touch. You've been charged with finding out which twin of a recently deceased king is the true firstborn. The Empress also assigned a member of your rival house, Lady Dia of the Adders. Her magic allows her to recall and manipulate the memories of others. After interviewing one of the twins, the daughter, you make your way in secret to Lady Dia's chambers, so the two of you may exchange information. She's been warmer to you in the days since your arrival. But she also threatened to blind you if you didn't resolve the case quickly and determine which twin is truly the heir of their kingdom. You're not sure how she feels about you. The two of you have been enjoying each other's company. But tonight, you think it's time to find out.
Oh, it's you. You don't have to sneak up on me when you sneak in, you know. Oh, you brought tea. That's quite thoughtful of you. Thank you. Have a seat. So, your interview with the daughter twin, how did it go? You sensed no deception, just smugness and a bit of desperation. Unfortunate. What? You sensed lust from her? For you? Clearly, she's just trying to seduce you. Oh, it felt genuine. Sure, it did. Listen, if you so much as flirt with her, I'll rat you out to the Empress. It's inappropriate. I'm not jealous. Don't touch my hand. You can't tell me what I feel. Liar. Give me my hand back. Of all the nerve. You think you're funny. Just shut up and tell me what you learned. I'm jealous of all the... The daughter twin has an empathy problem. That's what I thought. Yes, I interviewed her brother. It was a bit disturbing. It's not looking good. He has a lot of memories of her, and they're not flattering. I don't want to get too detailed, but laughter during executions, tormenting the servants. He saw her looking up archaic laws on torture that he suspected she'll implement. Yes, she's quite the prize, isn't she? Did her brother have any relevant memories to him being the firstborn? Well, when I asked him about his late father, he had a flash of one. The king was pleading with him about something on his deathbed, and then he wrote something down quickly. But I couldn't get the specifics. The prince was focused on holding his hand as his father was dying, not on what he was saying. You should drink your tea before it gets cold. You've had a hard day, too. What proof did the son have? A letter from his father, saying that he is the true heir, but... It's very weak. No reason given for why the daughter was raised as the firstborn, and it reeks of desperation. You'd be desperate too if you knew your psycho daughter was going to rule. Yeah, me too. Did you speak with the servants as well? Let me guess,
They were fearful because she's unhinged. Violent and easily provoked. Oh, don't look at me like that. I'm not a monster. I threatened you because you're an Akeem. I have to intimidate you. You know why. Because my family would be upset if I didn't. It's too bad the daughter is likely the legitimate heir. The Empress will send down a retinue to stop her in a month. Yes, everyone knows Her Imperial Grace hates rulers with no regard for the lives of her people. The only thing she hates more is the rivalry between our houses. Indeed. Look, of course I had the same thought. We could just endorse the son, make him king, and save everyone a lot of pain. I could even put a false memory in him. Make him believe there was a mix-up and he really is the firstborn. No one is going to question us. I know. Can we talk about something else, though? I want a distraction. This is all too real. Our decision could be paid in blood. You're glad you're not the firstborn? Me too. Your choices matter way too much. Oh, my hand? All right, fine. I'm getting way too used to this. Ah, thank you. I feel so relaxed. And this is why your family is so formidable. I guess I did compliment you, in a way. It hasn't been horrible working with you. Why? You make good conversation. I like the way you dress. And you help me get to bed on time. And you... Why are you remembering me at dinner last night? I'm right here. Because I was laughing, and you like the way it sounds. Stop it. Cut it out. No, I mean it. I can never tell if what I'm feeling is real when you're around. For all I know, you're some honeypot. Yeah. Planted here to seduce me so your family can take advantage. Well, I don't know. I do trust you, but I'm not sure I trust your family. I know. I didn't expect to like you either, but you're always thinking of me. Remembering me. These nights where we get to talk without a court to watch or our families to judge. I feel comfortable. I feel happy, even when you're not touching me. I'm supposed to hate you. I tried to hate you, but I can't. I'm glad you feel the same way. Oh,
You took your hand away.
How do I feel about you?
Well,
I feel like we should focus on the reason we're here, okay? Come on. You need to go, because I need to go to bed. I'll see you tomorrow. Hey, focus. Well, you look like you're somewhere else. This is our moment. You were thinking about last night. Well, stop doing that. The royal twins, their advisors, and a few guards are waiting inside for our decision. Listen, I'm glad we worked together. I know we're doing the right thing. We do what's best for the Empire. Right. You deliver the verdict, and I'll handle the fallout. Deal? All right. Here we go.
Well, we await your verdict. This is a momentous occasion. The eternal rivals, Nakim and Adder, working together to prove my lineage is...
What? You dare?
No. Lies. Lies and slander. I am the firstborn. I will have you all killed. Get your hands off me, you... I am very tired, but still angry. I wish to lay down.
Make sure the princess is put under guard. I doubt she'll be as accommodating when she wakes. Our decision is final. The word of a king is law in his domain. And in his letter, the king states that his son is the true heir. Correct. We will notify the Empress. Won't we? The coronation should be held soon. We ask that you govern your land with grace and honor. My colleague and I put aside much for this ruling, and we hope you realize how important it is. A feast? Thank you, but no. We need to depart. Our work here is done. Be well. Well, I thought I would feel like a monster, but we made the right decision. So what if I wanted to ride back with you? You rode here with me, after all. How are you feeling? You look sad. You're still thinking about last night. Our tea party.
Stop grabbing my hand. I am not being deceptive. You're being deluded.
You think I gave you a false memory? And I really didn't make you leave? Fine. I can't fool you. I'll show you. I feel like I could fall in love with you so easily. Like I'm falling in love with you. We've only spent a few days together, but we solve problems the same way, we value the same things. I am crazy about the sound of your voice. And when the sun sets and I know you're going to come visit me, I get butterflies in my stomach. Oh, I should go on. Your smile is breathtaking. You're funny, but I don't have time to list all the ways you charm me. But you know I'm telling you the truth. And I like that. Not having to prove my sincerity. And I need to feel your lips against mine, please. Thank you. This... No, I'm sorry. This can't happen. I'm too scared. And there you have it. You're looking at me so affectionately. Why? Yeah, I got scared. I don't know how we're going to make this work. Why are you laughing? Go to the Empress. Oh, gods. She's the only one our parents have to listen to. And... yes. She would love to see us courting. She hates the rivalry. You're mad. You're mad for this. You've gone mad. Skip going home? And what? Walk into the Empress's palace, arm in arm? Gods. I want it. I want to try. You're worth the risk. I want to court you. I want to court you and impress you and make you feel safe. I want you. I want all of you. I'm sick of denying my heart to preserve the hatred in my family. Let's try. Yeah, get over here. Come to my side of the bench. I want to hold you. And in fact, the two of you do walk into the palace arm in arm and request an audience. The Empress is delighted, and she hosts your courtship at the palace. Away from your families, who might be tempted to meddle. Happy days pass in a blur. They're filled with walks in the garden, intense emotion, and stolen embraces. And for the first time in your life, you're excited for the future. Each night when you rest, your chest swells with quiet joy. It covers you like a blanket, making the corners of your mouth feel light. And happy tears gather at the edge of your eyes. You take deep breaths, feeling the weight of your bed underneath you, reminding you that it's real.
You found love. You found love, and you're never letting it go.